Hi, this is Pastor Russ with your Daily Dose for January 16th. I'm titling this particular installment as Havoc. A beautiful young virgin was seized and raped by a young man that seemed incapable of controlling himself. An aggrieved and angry family wouldn't exactly be taking the law into their own hands if they acted vengefully because there was no law. Shechem was its own city and state, ruled by and for the convenience of one man and his family and their clan. While rape was certainly a big deal in that culture, it certainly wasn't uncommon. A culture that readily accepted prostitution wasn't going to worry too much about a rape, after all. Rape did not necessarily mean a death sentence. In the absence of any sort of police apparatus or justice system or laws to keep a lid on such degrading passions, what's a family to do? Something. The evil had to be met. But in the fashion that the sons of Jacob carried out against Shechem and his son and city? Talk about disproportionate justice. No wonder Jacob said to his sons, "You've made me a stench to these people. We will never be safe here once their relatives find out who did this." Yet Simeon and Levi, Dinah's full-blood brothers, weren't going to settle for their dad's measured and wiser attitude. They took matters into their own hands, deceiving the Shechemites with a plausible but false story, and then taking advantage of their gullibility as they wiped them out and plundered their city. Jacob would later speak his broken heart over the actions and attitudes of his sons as he lay on his deathbed, describing Simeon and Levi as men who reveled in violence. Jacob even cursed their fierce anger and gave them a lesser place in Israel in generations to come. Is it any wonder that in the law of Moses, God severely curtailed vengeance taking by his people? They were to become a people of law, of justice, of peace. But they certainly were anything but that in Jacob's day. It's a good thing God doesn't treat us as either deserve or give up on us when we just don't get it yet. He sees us as we will be under his gracious hand and is thus patient. Blessings, and keep on reading